Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a Wednesday night, or Le Yud Zayin Sivan. I'm learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I don't have to say on tape about Chavis Havadis. How does a tape know? So we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to go back to Simon Samach Ches, which started off talking about Tfilas HaDerech, and we're going to learn three lines, well, I don't know in your print if it's three lines, Sif Ches. And we're talking about we're going to start the words, Ubetfilah Shmona Esrei Yamod. The guy's davening when he's traveling, that's what he's talking about. The guy's davening when he's traveling. You have it? It's the first few lines of Sif Ches. Ubetfilah Shmona Esrei Yamod. Obviously, not obviously, we'll see in a moment, when he gets up, when he's davening Shmona Esrei, so he should stop, and he has to daven. And he's traveling, he has to stop and daven. And get down and stand. Okay, Vimunochas Ladarko. He's pressed for time. He can't stop for Shmona Esrei. So we're talking about he's sitting in a wagon, I believe, right? Because we're continuing from that sentence. He's sitting in a vehicle. Okay. So he should stop the vehicle and go outside and stop. That's the most preferable thing. Okay. B'munochot l'darko. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Samaches, we're in the middle of Sivches. Samaches, middle of Sivches, davening when you're traveling. So really you should stop and get out and daven a proper Shmona Esrei standing up. V'emunochetz l'darko, if he can't stop, he feels he's very pressed for time. So Yom Yochel Lamed L'chol Apochot B'Shlosh Brachos Rishonos V'Sholosh Brachos Achronos Mutov, if he could stop for the first and last three Brachas of Shmona Esrei, that's, if you're walking, this also applies. So you stop for the first and last three brachas. Or even if you're traveling, you stop, or even if you're davening.
But so if you start walking after the first three brachas, isn't that considered a
hefsek? We're talking about you have to. For some reason, you're pressed for time. So b'di'evid, you're not supposed to, certainly l'chatchila, but b'di'evid, you're yotze. You could, theoretically. I mean, there must be a situation. Let's say he's in a midbar, or let's say he's, you know, in a dangerous place. He's afraid to stop. You know. So you should stop, though, for the first and last three brachas. The imlav, if you can't even do that, so yuspalo miyusha ba'agolo, he should. And this, some say this applies any time to an airplane, that you don't really have where to stand. So you should daven sitting down. Now, you have to bow. Like I said, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to keep your feet together. Even if you're davening sitting down, your feet have to be together, or should be together. The Yasa Krios Miyushav, and you're sitting down, but you should bow. I'm not sure how you do that, but you bow. You bow where you're supposed to bow, Shmona Esrei. So if you can't stand, so you sit for Shmona Esrei. Again, he's talking about someone traveling. So for Shmona Esrei, you should stop and say Shmona Esrei. If you can't stop, try to stop for the first three and last three brachas. What the Kitzur doesn't speak out, and the Mishnah Berurah does, is at least stop the car. Even if you can't get out and daven, it's dangerous, it's a highway, you're afraid, whatever. It is dangerous. Pull over to the shoulder, at least stop the car. Even if you don't want to get out, so daven sitting down. Or in the car, but stop the car. And if you can't even do that, stop it at least for the first and last three brachas. Or if someone else is driving and you can't stop, so daven sitting down and you have to and bow down in the appropriate place. Now some say this applies to when you're in a plane, because you can't really stand without disturbing people, without making a whole ruckus, and if the light goes on in the middle of the seatbelt, it becomes a chilul Hashem, stewardess says sit down, everybody ignores her, sometimes the plane tackle starts shaking, that could be dangerous.
I find this more kavana in the sitting, because
I've been through different tkufas in my life. I went through a tkufa where dafka sit down and don't get up and don't make people crazy, and you have more kavana that way. Now I'm back to davening standing up. Because, I mean, I haven't gone to America that much anymore, but the last few times, like, there was a very good place in the back. I don't bother with a minyan. I don't bother. The trying to get a minyan and to get 10 people and to... I can't talk now. Hello? Yeah, I know, but the problem is the delay ended up... I'm giving shiur now, and then I'm talking to someone 9:30, so after 10 if you can, or I'll try you. Okay, anytime from 10 till 1 is fine. Okay, bye. I made up to talk to someone the other day. It was funny. So I said he should come 10 to 1. So he came at 10:25. So I said, you said I should come anytime from 10 till 1. I said, he always misunderstood. I wrote in the email, it said 10 to 1. So he thought it meant any time from 10 until 1.
10 to 1, as opposed to at 12:50.
I meant 12:50. It was a good sport. Anyway, I just had that now. From 10 to 1, same time frame. Just 12 hours later. Okay, so now I'm back to standing up by Dominique, because I don't know, the last few planes I've been on, there was a very good spot in the back. Like, I don't know, it's just not in the way. You know, I can put my sitter down even, it's like, it's filling, like, and I don't bother with a minion, and I daven as soon as, you know, the way here, it's very hard, with davening, you have a very small window, not relatively small davening. When you leave there, like, 11 o'clock, New York, and you come here, and you land 5 in the afternoon, there's a relatively small window of davening time, relatively speaking. So I try to daven nights, but no shaykhis. Like, it always comes much faster than you think. Like, all of a sudden, it's light outside. Anyways, but I don't bother with a minyan. So now I'm back to that. I went to Tukuf of a few years when I lechatchila sat down and didn't bother. I'm not so sure that's not the right thing to do. You don't bother people. You have more kavana. My wife always davens sitting down. She went Esrei on a plane. She just davens everything sitting down. Okay? Nunu. The best thing to do is, even if you'll have to daven before the nates, so you don't daven from alos hashachar and daven like a mensch. You know, if you're starting your journey, better daven before the nates and don't interrupt and don't daven while traveling. Because in the best of circumstances, it's not ideal.
Is it better? Because I know, like, when I leave for the States, I leave here, like, the 12 o'clock flight out of here, and I get in at, like, 5:30. Yeah. No. And I get in at, like, 5:30 in the morning to the States, so I just wait till I get to my destination at about 7 o'clock and then daven then.
Of course. He's talking when you started your trip.
He's talking
in the beginning of the trip, daven before Nate, so that you can daven before you start traveling.
Okay.
No, the flight that leaves at 6 a.m., so better run, you know, daven at 5 at the gate and try to board at 5:30, whatever, you know, sometimes they close the gate, they wouldn't let you on, I think 15 minutes before, or maybe half hour, something like that, they close the gate.
They start boarding an hour before the flight.
And they start boarding when they close the gate, and they say the flight's closed. Okay, so, but better to daven, the Yesod is better to daven before the Nates and daven properly than work out how to daven when you're traveling with all the things we just said. You know, best is this, best is that, etc. Now they speak out here that this is only about Shmona Esrei, but you can't make a brach on talos and tefillin until, let's say, Misha Yakir. Now in Eretz Yisrael, the Misha Yakir means you recognize your friend 4 amos away, without streetlights. The calendars in Eretz Yisrael, they give an hour for that, like a real. I know, I grew up, it was like 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 35 minutes, 50 minutes. Here it's like an hour. Shiakir, so theoretically you could be davening Shmona Esrei before you could make a bracha on your talos and tefillin. Theoretically. Because you could daven Shmona Esrei, you daven Shmona Esrei right at the crack of dawn, at alos, but you can't make a bracha on your talos and tefillin yet. But Lamaisa people don't do that, he says. Mishimura says already, it's not common practice. You know, theoretically, you should daven Shmona Esrei even before Birchas Kriyas Shema. You just stand up and say Shmona Esrei. You're at the gate. The flight's leaving at 6. Let's say, you know, you're not going to be able to stand up and daven in the plane till the seatbelt sign goes off. It's like an hour later from when, you know, till they. But you have no time to daven now. So theoretically, what you're supposed to do, but the Mishnah Berurah says people don't do it, is stand up, daven Shmona Esrei at the gate, daven like a man, just standing up, have come on up. Just say Shmona Esrei. You put on your towels and you're chilling later, and you'll say, I don't know, you can't make a bracha on Pesukah de Zimra, I believe, after Shmona Esrei. If you would do the theoretical thing, you could say Birchas Kriyas Shema after Shmona Esrei. From Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzeror Bori Choshech. You do that, you know, you weren't Soymer Gula L'Tfila. You said it after Shmona Esrei. But Pesukah de Zimra is Dafka before Shmona Esrei. And you could say Pesukah de Zimra if you want, but you can't say the Bracha, Baruch Shemar, and Yishtabach. You cannot say after Shmona Esrei. So, but Lamai's a common practice is not to do that, but to daven, to start davening by Misha Yakir, when you can make a Bracha on your Talis and Tfilin. And say Kriyashma is also the most B'dievet Zman is not on Losa Shachar. The most B'dievet Zman is Mishayakir. Okay. This is a big problem in America when, they say this time now very early. You know, when Kippur War, they had it all 2 years, they had it all year round. Savings because they want they. I don't believe they conserve energy, but they think they do. So they do it, and there's a big push for it. And now in America, it's very ridiculous. It's like I think 8 months of the year it's daylight savings time. 8 and 4, I think it is. I don't know. It's like very bad. Why is it bad? The people that go to work. My son, David, we were talking about before. So he davens at the 6 o'clock minyan in Landau's in Flatbush, but they for a few weeks they have to daven and wait at Yishtabach till for Yakir, because you have tkufos when Nates is like 7:30, and that means Alos you're gonna figure is 6:15, and Mishayakir let's say 6:40. So they'll start davening 6:30, they'll get up, they'll say Yishtabach, and everybody will put on their talis and fill in with a bracha, and you hope it's Mishayakir already. And, and then they'll daven, and then they'll daven with the oven. They have to go to work, so they'll daven before Nates, before this. I had 1 year of my life that I davened before Nates, just so that I could be home and take care of the kids. My wife went to work. So 1 year nothing worked. So I remember 1 year I davened in the winter. We're talking when the Nates were 7. The Nates in New York and Muncie, much of the winter is, you know, after 7 a.m. Here, I don't know about Beit Shemesh, weird Nates, but in Yerushalayim the latest Nates is 10 to 7. That's the latest. But in Muncie, the latest it is 7:23. So like December, January, beginning of February, it's like 7:23. So that's when they have to go crazy. But you know, people that work have to go crazy. 1 year I dabbled the whole winter before the Nates. I remember that. I did it. I think it was the 3rd year of my marriage. 3rd or 4th year. I davened in a minyan. I mean, there was one, the first minyan in Charedim. That's the name of the shul, Charedim. You get the same. It's nice to daven the same minyan. You see the same people, the same seats, same mishigaso. That's when I got to know the storekeepers of Muncie. The storekeepers davened there. You know, you have to open your
at 8.
You have to open at 8. Nowadays, you don't open at 8, you've lost half your business. Because when the people go shopping, they don't have time to go shopping during the day, you go at 8. Okay, anyways, but yeah, like my daughter, you have to figure out what to do. When daylight savings time is late, you need these halachas. When you're going to daven and you're going to daven standing up, maybe you're going to daven on the train going to work. People have to go to work. What do you do? They have to go to work. And when are you going to daven? You know, so this is the modus operandi they worked out, really. They worked it out after the Yom Kippur War. Because that was the, with the oil bombs, they made daylight savings time all year. So that means the latest Nate's got was 8:23. I remember in Lakewood, I was in Lakewood then, in the Yom Kippur War. So they daven Nate's, like the whole winter, they daven Nate's. They started davening 8 o'clock, and they daven for the Sikkim, every day. And everything started late. Seder started late. But that's nothing. Think of people that work. People at work. Like, if Nate's is 8:20, Nate's is 8, because it's 7:20 is the latest without daylight savings time. If you keep daylight savings time all year, so Nate's is going to be 8:20. Yeah. Nate's is 8:20. What's a working person supposed to do? So the clock says 8:20. That means
you had to be at work for half an hour.
Yeah, the clock says 8:20, and that means Alos HaShachar on the clock. Alos HaShachar is 7:05. That means Yakir is, let's say, Berachmanos, Yakir is 7:30, 7:40. That's Yakir. You can't make a brach on your towels and tefillin before that. What are you supposed to do? So it's very hard. People would, all sorts of things. People would daven and then put on tefillin at work. People would daven at work, be a chidus. It was a mess. It was really, really hard. Everybody had to figure out a different eitz or what to do. Now it's also hard. It's not so hard. At least it's without daylight savings time. So you could, at least when you're daven quickly, to say it, Balosh and Nakia. It's not the Musaf Yom Kippur. Let's put it that way. Okay. Vomnom tov yosu shiyuspalal afilu miyad balos ha-shachar. This is all Shmona Esra. V'gam mincha afilu miyad chatzi shoachar chatzos hayom, which the kids of Shulchan Aruch hold, you're not supposed to daven that way l'chatchila. Nowadays, many, many people do, many gedolim do. This is one of the things. It's a little weird. It's a little anomalous. In the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura, you're really not supposed to daven Mincha Gedola. But it seems traditionally the Gedolim always daven the Chazon Ish, from the Zalman, Rabbeisha, like everybody daven Mincha Gedola. It's like a weird thing that they were noted from the simple reading of, and they just passed differently. Like they said, no, like, I guess, Chaim Kanievsky, that was, like, everybody, Stipler, Chazon Ish, had a minion, a well-known, famous minion in his house every day for Mincha Gedolah. The Rav Chaim, Davin, the stroke of Mincha Gedolah, was there davening. So here he's, but the kids of Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you're not supposed to. So here he's saying, if you're traveling, and it's a question of making shtick with someone else, right? So you could even daven Mincha Gedolah. Kedei sheyuchal lispal me'umud acharoyis, so you could daven properly standing up. Vashir shemuchiv lachzor achzamayim, to get water to wash your hands before you daven. Kedei lispal ba'asora, kozum b'simen yudbeis, sefeyu, sefches, ayin shom. Sif tes, amalek b'derech, you're traveling. V'yeas ochal, it's time for the meal. Meal time. Chow time! Below Matzamayim, you have no water. You're eating bread, I guess. There's nowadays, like bread. What are you? You're not on a diet. There's barbers and men. If you're dalid, how far you have to go for water? Okay. Ubesim and men base. If you're tesnis bar. Hello. Yes. Who is this? Oh, yeah, I cannot, I wouldn't use the word bad, it's not a good time. So, today, after 10, please. Okay, bye. You're not supposed to bench before you go anywhere. Don't say, oh, I'm going to come back. He's talking like this because he's talking about the halachos of a traveler. A traveler takes liberties with these things, so he's reiterating them. You have to bench sitting down. You're not supposed to walk around. You're not supposed to stand up. You're supposed to bench dafka sitting down. If he ate when he was walking, because he's obviously in a rush, that's why he was eating as he was traveling. So you can bench like that also. But if you had enough presence of mind and calmness and serenity to eat, you could bench like that too. When they're traveling, the ochlam beis akum, and he means a real akum, ain mevorchin bezimun.
You've got akum, we've got nachar.
Okay, but it means an idolater. I don't know, maybe it means tamagoy. They're not mishum do lehavi kvius because they're gonna kill you, so you gotta be ready to run out right away. I don't know. When we come home in Kabul, you know, I'm laughing, but who knows? In the time of the kitzur shulchan aruch, it might well have been true. When we come home in Kabul, atzmo shom lechol biyachad. But lemaisa, if people made up to eat there and they said we're gonna get together, ain't anochem avatal al zimun. It's not right to lose the mitzvah of zimun. The Yomru, when they get up to the Harachmans and benching, they should say, Harachman Yishlachlona, Barucha Meruba, B'mokom Alichaseinu, B'mokom Yishashivoseinu, Ad Olam. I don't think we say that. B'mokom Yishalechod, if they're eating one person's food, Yichayim Loim Harachman Yivarchu Bala Bayis Hazeh, and it means the Bala Suda. That's good to know. If you're sitting somewhere, let's say you're Maybe this applies in a restaurant. If someone's paying for your meal, you can say a rachman yivarech is bala bayis hazeh, and it means the person who bought you the meal, the person who provided the meal. Provided the meal is talking about the guy that paid for it, you know, not the cook in the kitchen. V'mlav yom rachman yivarech osanu v'aymel soifsim emem dalit midina me'ikar hadin, according to the strict letter of the law, also leilech b'shav erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to travel on Friday. Yosem is Shalosh Parsaos. It's around 7 to 8 miles. They basil the main the Mokamacher because you have to prepare for Shabbos. There's Yuchalah and Tachas Shabbos for you. Uldinos Elu in our countries, that's in Hungary. He lived in Hungary. Ain't this Horan Bazaar? Yeah, because they go out, they buy fast foods, no sweat. This is in Hungary, you know, they got the pshar already. They got the kishka, the pshar. But, you know, so in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, a lot of halachas about this. He's saying, you know, Mishnah Berurah was obviously way after the kids, so he's saying, we're not so careful. Sure, we're not so careful. Plenty of food, no one's not going to have food for Shabbos. You know, you have neighbors, people, you know, you have plenty of food around. He said, Mikomakom, nevertheless, Kolodim Tzokhlis Armor, you should be careful that you should go get whatever you're going when there's still time for Shabbos. Don't land in a plane at 5 in the afternoon and lift benchings at 6. Kihar Bechil Shabbos, Bargain Day Mashim Masachim. A lot of Chil Shabbos happens when people are late on Friday. Lechainya Nizimod, be very careful, don't travel late Friday. Don't travel late Thursday night with the airplane. Don't make assumptions. There's plenty of trouble coming close to it. Plenty of Chil Shabbos, Sofei Chil Shabbos. Don't worry, plenty of time. You have 8 hours left. I mean, it's a 9-hour journey, but he's talking about an 8 hours left.
Does it apply to going on a
tour or something?
You're going back. Your wife's at home.
Right, so that doesn't apply. But the second thing applies, to be careful that you don't get stuck on the road. There's traffic on the 38, you don't want to get stuck. You have to make a cheshbon. You have to know traffic pattern. There's two dinim. One is preparing for Shabbos, and like you said, your wife's home. But the second part where he says you got to chochamenu barosho, not to have a kol Shabbos issue, and you know, don't get stuck on the road, etc. You have to stop the tomato to speak to someone else.